Thank you for listening to the East Side Remedy podcast, where an elder brother,
hey, it's Emmanuel,
and younger sister, hello, I'm Phoebe, try to normalize mental health issues by having casual and honest conversations about them.
Hello, brother.
Hey.
How are you feeling?
I'm all right. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm wide awake, and I'm ready.
Nice. I'm jealous.
What about you?
You're on a break, right?
Yep, a couple of weeks.
That's so nice.
No work, just play.
That's very nice. I wish I have 2 week break. That would be fantastic. But other than that, I'm doing pretty okay. My voice is kind of, I guess my throat is kind of sore today because I basically hung out with friends the whole day yesterday, different groups of friends. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like my voice is kind of gone. I'm trying not to put a lot of pressure on it.
You're an extrovert.
It's been a while since, you know, COVID. I haven't really spent time with friends. And because recently Texas, the governor, he opened up the whole state. So, yeah, we've been able to hang out with friends, eat out. Which I didn't think I would miss eating out that much until I was outside at a restaurant. And that's when I realized, it is pretty nice to just be outside.
Yeah, of course, especially being around people. Because I always think that as a human or as humans, we can't live by ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
So there's just this human touch that people miss, whether it's like eating out, hanging out with friends, socializing. Yeah.
When was the last time you went out?
I think it was yesterday, but it's to a family's house, to my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really go out that much. I think even more so right now in Malaysia, things are getting pretty bad. So there's another lockdown, and I think we just want to stay at home and buy grocery online. Probably order food every now and then, but we're just going to do our part and just stay at home.
Yeah. It sounds like a different world over there, because I wouldn't say the whole America, but at least in Texas, people are more lax now ever since the governor opened up the state. But of course, a lot of us have been vaccinated. I think with the vaccine, people feel more comfortable going around.
Yeah, I feel like in Malaysia, people are they are cautious in a way, because the hospitals are kind of running out of room, and they have to put up beds and stuff in stadium to be the center for those who are infected. So I think we are kind of running out of space in a lot of the hospitals, and there's a lot of stories about how people who got infected, and so things are pretty bad. We're just trying to do our best and, like I say, stay at home, keep ourselves entertained, and it's kind of crazy because this is not something new, and it's been more than a year, and I'm sure it has a lot of impact to a lot of people, whether it's mental health or jobs and relationships, things like that.
Yeah. Which leads us to today's episode number 9. We really want to talk more about how COVID has impacted our overall mental health. I know that people have talked a lot about this recently, especially more so when we were all in lockdown, but we haven't really touched on this subject, like focus on it as much throughout our podcast. So there are definitely a lot to talk about when it comes to how COVID has impacted all of us. So I think this will be a pretty good time to talk about it.
Yeah, definitely.
And you said that it's been, what, a year or so? Would you, a year? A little over a year?
Yeah, I think at least in Malaysia, we officially gone into lockdown on March 2020. And yeah, it's more than a year. So even throughout the last 1 year, there were a lot of different procedures, different types of lockdown, and yeah, just experiencing different things. And I think especially for people who work, they've gone to, they haven't been to the office, or they started to work from home. And some employers, they don't like the idea of working from home. And we have done online classes, online learning. And I think that it's not 100% effective, because, yeah, based on my experience, I feel like it's hard not only on the students, no matter what age they are, as well as, you know, for the teachers, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, it's, you know, we just need to get creative, yeah, and think of things to do while we're being in lockdown.
Yeah. I mean, I think pretty much over here, at least in Texas, it sounds like pretty much the same. When we locked down, it was about, well, maybe we were a little later, like a month later, I would say. And then I just, now that I look back, I remember it being such a chaotic time, because everybody started freaking out. It really felt like I was watching a movie, like apocalypse broke out or something. I remember feeling kind of anxious about not being able to buy the necessities.
Toilet paper,
that's the one. But I was more worried about food, because just so happened we had enough toilet paper at that time. Like, we just bought a new pack, so we weren't too worried about that. But then in terms of food, we are so used to eating fresh vegetables and
produce,
and meat and all that. So I was thinking, how's that gonna work, because you can't keep that like for a long time. And so I remember when we went to the grocery store, everything was out, at least the good stuff that we usually get. So we had to be very creative in shopping for our grocery at that time. I believe.
Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, I think it was a challenging time, and it still is challenging to a lot of us, right? Yeah, how do you deal with it? Like, what are some of the things that you do to keep you
sane,
I guess?
I think my husband and I, we were definitely very blessed to have the jobs that we have now. I was actually in transition looking for a new job at that time. Like, I would say about 2 weeks prior to lockdown, I got my current job, which is so crazy how it all fell into place. And that itself gave us so much peace, and it was the stability that we needed financially. So, it was not as bad as we thought, throughout the whole COVID lockdown, because we were financially stable. We weren't really worried about anything else other than that. So, that was, I would say, our most, well, what's the word I'm looking for? The thing that concerned us most before that was just having that financial stability. So the fact that I got that job prior to the lockdown, that really gave us that peace. So we weren't worried about anything else, honestly. So yeah, part of me, I feel bad saying that. Like, I feel bad saying that, like, COVID wasn't really that bad, because I know it's affecting so many people. But at the same time, I'm also like counting my blessing and being content with what I have.
I feel like here's the thing. Not until it happens to someone that you know, a lot of people, they would just, they don't really see it as a big, I mean, I'm not sure, maybe that's just like, you know, the perspective of a lot of people over there, maybe, you know, but I think at least in Asia or in Malaysia, you know, COVID is bad. So that's my thoughts.
Yeah, I think the biggest transition for us was moving everything, like in terms of work, like working from home. And that was the biggest, I guess, I don't want to say downfall, because it wasn't really that bad of a transition. It was just I needed to learn
I
how
miss a
to work
change, you know.
differently. Yeah, which we kind of talk about adjustment issues in our first episode. I'm glad that I'm able to adjust so quickly, even though, you know, working at that time, I was still working with adolescent population. So it was the youngest kid I got was about 12, and then all the way up to like 14. So that itself was a pretty interesting transition, but the kids, they actually did, I would say, better virtually than in person at that time, just because it was something new. They were curious about each other's like bedroom, and so we got to do like fun things like scavenger hunt in the bedroom, showing off your bedroom and stuff like that. So we were still able to include fun in it, even though it was a pandemic.
That's definitely important, you know, but I feel like overall, you know, what COVID did in terms of impacting our mental health is that by being stuck at home, people, they feel anxious, people are lonely, you know, they're traumatized, right? They are very, maybe some of them, they either sleep too much or don't get enough sleep and not much of motivation, right? Like all these, I would say, negative experience or effects that COVID had.
Yeah, definitely.
But I guess what we are interested, yeah, but what we're interested to talk about today is how can we cope, or what are some of the things that can allow us to be resilient when facing challenges, not just COVID, but overall.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree that there are people going through a lot through COVID, and when I think about coping or ways to manage mental health during this time, I thought of protective factors, which How do I pronounce it? Not pronounce. Wow. Okay. How do I say it? So protective factors are things in your life that will protect you
Can help you.
from basically like feeling like you got nothing going on
Collapsing.
with your life, like protecting you from basically with protective factors, you won't feel like you want to self-harm or leave this world or die basically. Because some of the protective factors are such as like having strong support system in your life, having very good physical health, a sense of purpose, also coping skills like you said earlier, having good self-esteem, and healthy thinking. And those are just some of the few ones that I can think of. So by really looking at your protective factors, you can tell if you are, I guess, on a good spot mentally or not.
Yeah, I guess so. You're saying that, these factors are things that we can actually build on, right? And it helps us, not to say how it can prevent us from collapsing in a way, but it also helps us to deal with the challenges in life, right? So for the six different factors, and I actually kind of like it, because like I say, as humans, we can't just live by ourselves, and there are so many aspects when it comes to living a healthy and a good or a strong life, And we definitely need each other's like a social support, like being in a community where you can talk about your problems. You can feel love, intimate, or different friendships. And basically, you just ask for help when you need it, right? So if you have a, if you have a, oh, sorry.
I was just wondering, what was that like for you during the lockdown? Did you build on these protective factors, or like what did you do for that?
For me, it's just to, I think I get more creative. In some ways, I always try to find things to do. Being stuck at home, looking up recipes to cook. I guess it's like, what, sense of purpose, would you say? I get to know more about myself because, in a way, you spend lesser time in commuting. So that means it gives you more time for yourself, right? So it's really important to separate work and home, because now that we are all working from home, and sometimes people, they can overwork themselves, or people, they find it hard to really have that break between working and being at home. Because for a lot of people, home is a safe place where you can just stop working, right? So for me, it's like, trying to be creative and to find myself again, to look for things that I find meaningful. Yeah, so I think as I do that, which is when I discovered, my hobby of building toys and making videos. So it kind of gave me a strong sense of purpose of what I want to do, and it really motivates me to stay strong and, keep living.
As for me, I remember, especially the first few months, or I guess first few weeks of lockdown, I started being more intentional in working out because, like you said, I can use the time to travel to work, like to work out. So that was very nice because I don't like feeling rushed whenever I'm working out. So in the morning, I could like take my time and work out, and then I would feel good about myself after working out most of the time, and then get into my work, like counseling work. So that's still something that I've been maintaining. I wouldn't say very consistent, but I would take breaks here and there. But I think because of COVID, I was able to get that routine started, and that's how I'm able to continue to do it until today. So
Yeah, when it comes to, exercising or engaging in physical activity, as a whole, it really has a positive impact on mental health,
yeah.
you know? So yeah, that's really important, which reminds me that I need to work out
Well, you
soon.
have 2 weeks of break, so.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself, but I think the gym is closed. A lot of things are closed here.
Yeah, I work
Yeah.
out from home. I usually just turn on like
Home workout.
YouTube videos.
And just do some Zumba, probably.
And then also, yeah, I think social support too during COVID. I remember my husband's birthday, his 30th birthday, it was a big one, and he was kind of bummed that it was COVID, because if it wasn't COVID, we would have gone out with a group of friends. So I actually surprised him to like what do you call that, like a video, like a virtual hangout with all of his close friends. And we actually did like a fun quiz kind of night. I don't know, trivia night? Yeah. And it was just so fun. Like, even though we were all stuck at home, but that's when I realized the importance of technology and how like lucky we are to have technology. And so
Definitely.
yeah, social support, that part, I feel like, oh, actually, now that I think about it, I even got to talk to some of my friends that I haven't seen for a long, long time. And the fact that everyone was craving for that social support, people don't feel awkward to like call one another, FaceTime one another. And it was just, even though, yes, like COVID sucked, but I feel like so many good things too, like, was born out of it. People started to be more creative and started to think of ways that they can still get all these like protective factors that we've been talking about.
Yeah, I definitely see some good, coming out from COVID, right? Especially like you mentioned, creativity in a lot of people. I've seen so many people getting very creative and keep creating different things, So I've seen people working out, right? A lot of home workouts as well that I've seen. I think at the end of the day, it's really, really important to have healthy thinking, right? To not just sit and keep thinking about your mistakes or any problems, but what can we do, to keep ourselves thinking positively. You think is there anything that you can recommend? I think like reading books can be one.
So a lot of times what I've heard from clients, they would tell me like, well, when I'm feeling unmotivated or depressed or anxious, I wouldn't want to do anything. I just want to hide. I want to lay around, watch TV, distract myself, smoke marijuana. So something, I don't know if you've heard of this thing called DBT. It's called dialectic behavioral therapy. One of the skills that DBT teaches is called the opposite action, which is something that a lot of people that I have counseled like using. The opposite action just means that if you feel a certain way, let's say if you feel unmotivated today and you know that
Just
you
do it.
have, yeah, you know that you have a lot of like laundry to fold. So instead of just like procrastinating and like laying around waiting for the right time to do it, I would say do the opposite
Just do
action,
it.
which is to just get up and start folding one piece of laundry. 'Cause sometimes even just like starting something, like just doing something small, that can trigger to the next thing, and that can give you that motivation that you need. 'Cause you know, laying, you already know, like laying around will only lead to continuing laying around. But if you actually push yourself to just take that one small step, even if it's just get up and stretch first, and then think about, okay, let's pick one t-shirt to fold it, instead of just sit there. That can help you to just get started.
But I guess okay, so here's the thing, yeah. What about like people who find it really, really, really hard? What is that spark? Like how can you ignite this whole chain of reaction from laying around to be like, okay, I will just do it. Is there anything that we can do? Because I feel like okay, sometimes for me it's like yeah, I just want to lay. I just want to bum a whole day and it's fine. But
No, I think
you
kind of
know,
like what I
how
was
can I just
saying,
start?
'cause sometimes thinking about completing a whole task, like folding the whole basket of laundry, can be very intimidating, and it can be like just thinking about it, you feel tired already. So instead of thinking about I need to fold this whole basket of laundry, like think about, okay, I'm gonna set myself a timer. I'm gonna just spend 5 minutes on just folding whatever I can. I don't have to fold the whole basket. So if within 5 minutes you can only fold like two shorts, great. That's the time that you have set for yourself. So again, going back to just focusing on doing small tasks at first, because as you do smaller tasks one at a time or small tasks one at a time, it will lead to the big tasks. So, yeah.
Yeah. So that means I should start by taking a 15 or 10 minute walk because I really need to work out. Ha
Sure, yeah. I think it's going to be
ha.
very unrealistic to expect someone who hasn't been working out like every day to expect them to suddenly run. Like, if someone has been laying like 7 days a week and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you have to run a mile, like that's very unrealistic and you're setting yourself for failure. So,
But it can be done.
eventually, sure.
Or for people who, yeah, who say, okay, I'll just do it. Strong
Yeah.
motivation, highly motivated.
But I think when I think about just the whole impact of COVID on mental health, I guess we can kind of end on this too, because I was thinking about like maybe what are some lessons that we have learned through COVID in our mental health. What do you think are some of the thing that some of the things that you have learned for yourself?
One of the I guess like the top thing that I can think of right now is that I am able to do a lot of things or things that I never thought that I could do. Like for again going back to my hobby, right? Because it just started as a hobby, right? Making toys and after that I was thinking, you know what, let me just like make a video, right? And then after making one video and I make two videos, three videos, and I realized that yeah, actually I'm capable of doing this. And what is so important about this journey is that I cannot focus on the likes or the validation or acceptance of everyone else, you know, because like at the end of the day, we can't please everyone, right, in this world. And there are gonna be people who don't like you or whatever that you created, and it's okay with it, you know. So I think my biggest learning throughout this whole COVID is that, you know, yeah, I agree and I accept and I respect that there are people out there who are better than me, but at the end of the day, I'm not here to compete with them. You know, I'm doing this, I'm living my life and for me. You know, so I think that's very important, especially for this generation. You know, we equate success with the amount of likes that people gave us, right? So I think, yeah, and we can always be creative and learn more. And yeah, overall, I just feel like I became more brave in a way to take on things that are new for me.
I think
Yeah,
the
that's
lesson that I
how I
have
feel.
learned through COVID, is that things can't really buy me happiness. And it's one of those things that I know, but the reason why I say that is because at that time during the lockdown, I have money to spend, but because everything was shut down, I couldn't spend my money on anything. So it was as if, like, okay, I have all the money, but I can't do anything with the money. So that made me realize, oh, actually, I don't need things to make me happy. And I can create my own moments to bring me that peace and joy that I need, whether that's spending some time journaling or spending some time playing musical instrument or doing the things that I've always wanted to do but got too distracted by the world. So I think that would be my biggest lesson, is that things really don't buy me happiness. Of course it's nice to have things, but at the end of the day, I am the person that can create my own joy and experience. So I don't need things to do that for me. So
Yeah, it's almost like I've once heard this saying, you know, be the one who controls your life and not allow life to control you.
yeah.
You know, it's yeah, I mean, yeah, we are in control of our lives. You know, and things will happen and there will be circumstances that are out of your control. But at the end of the day, you always have to know that, okay, this is my life and I will not allow all these situations and circumstances to control how I feel, right? So I think, yeah, we have to take control of our lives.
Yeah, I think definitely COVID has taught a lot of us lessons that we may not have been able to learn otherwise. So even though it sucks, COVID sucks, and I know a lot of us are still battling with COVID, but at the same time, sometimes it's important to count our blessings and learn to focus on the good things in life. So, is there anything else you want to add or?
I think it's really good, you know, this episode, especially to learn about the different protective factors and how, you know, it's something that we can build on, right? Whether it's like social support or physical health or coping skills, sense of purpose, self-esteem, and healthy thinking, like all of these, it can be built from weak to strong, right? There are things that we can do to help us cope with or, you know, tackle challenges in life. Yeah, I think Maybe we can put this up in our social media about the different protective factors and to really educate people more about how we can deal with life's challenges. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you for spending this time with me. I will talk to you in the next one, I guess.
All right, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you the next episode, which is gonna be our last episode. Please stay tuned, follow us. Thank you, bye bye.
Hey guys, bye.